next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,729 Leslie and Lisa Dick seek a variance to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Lewis Road, approximately 962 feet north of Millsboro Highway. The 911 address is 29819 Lewis Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 133, Map 20, Parcel 17.04. Specifically, they're asking for a 12.7-foot variance for the side for a garage. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
You need to be sworn in first, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Leslie Allen, 29819 Lewis Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, yes. It appears our office may have a conflict of interest on this one. Okay. So if there's any questions the board has, I think they should direct them to Vince Robertson.
Thank you for that.
Good evening, sir. My name is Leslie Dick. I live at 29819 Lewis Road in Millsboro. Taking a variance to add on to the existing garage that I have, I'm trying to add a bay onto the downward side. Trying to add on to create a garage bay here and then go back. We have recently bought a 34-foot travel trailer. I'd like to get it inside. I mean, it's brand new. I don't try not to lose the value of that. Mm-hmm. And then I have this tree no longer exists, so that tree's gone. We took that out. But I'm trying to add this way and then in the back. Unfortunately, when you have a detached garage, I didn't believe it when they told me, but if you build it, you will fill it, and I have. The variance that we have, you have the plot plan? Mm-hmm. So I had them come out, and you can see that I'm about 4 feet in the front and just about 2 feet in the back, and those trees are still a little bit farther, I guess, south in this direction. So I can't see with the building. I don't plan on interfering with those trees. The previous owner, Tommy Smith and Barbara Smith, and I paid to put in half on those trees. So I purchased those trees when we put those in. I have my well is in the back and my septic is in the front. So I'm limited and I'm not good enough to try and dog leg a trailer to build on the north end of that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't create that dog leg. We have now, I don't know if you can see it, you can't see it in that picture, we have a chain link fence we've put up to keep a few, small family dogs that we have at the house, keep them from running off. So I already had the existing garage. I'm just looking to add on to the existing garage and not, create any detriment to the existing neighbors. Contacted neighbors that face my property, and not knowing how long the meeting would be, they signed something for me, said that they would support us in that, didn't have any opposition to that. I have that for you. Mr. Gerard, I went to Mr. Timmons, he had taken his wife to the hospital, Mr. Swain and Mr. Robinson, and then Mr. Planbeck that lives directly on the north side of me. Mm-hmm. That support that. I'm just trying to add the extra bay to cover the trailer. I have a 7x14 enclosed trailer that I plan on trying to put into that same building. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else.
All right. Well, we'll see if you have some questions for you.
Yes, sir.
We'll start with you, Mr. Wickers.
Well, you were given 5 questions to answer. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Could you go over those for us?
I can.
Uniqueness
of the property. It's a detached garage already exists along. I already have that. I'm not good enough to put the, if I add it on to the north side because my well is in that area, and then I have an existing chain link fence. And I couldn't add on to that I'll call it the non-variance side that I put in my application. And then the tree line would cover anything that I would add on to the south side of the garage. Cannot otherwise be developed. Due to the close proximity of the house and the garage, I couldn't add that bay, I thought, to the north side of that, of the existing garage. Not created by the applicant. I'm trying not to expose this trailer to the elements. I mean, this is Sussex County, so we do still have salt air, even inbound here as far as Millsboro. So I'm trying to keep, trying not to lose the devalue of the trailer. It is a, we did buy it new. It was not, it was about $30,000 I spent on this trailer, so I'm trying to, if I can keep it covered, it would probably maintain its value a lot better. I do have some rust coming on the detached trailer, or the 7x14 box trailer that I have now. I would be putting it inside. Don't have any room in the house to put this trailer, so I'm, you know, the existing house that I'm in. I don't feel that me adding this additional bay would cause any detriment to the neighborhood. I mean, I'm just adding on to the existing garage that I already have, that I've had there for some years. I mean, we've lived there. We built here in 94, so I've lived there 22 years. It's not cool. I don't think it's detrimental to the public welfare. It's I'm just adding a bay to the garage. It is the minimum. This trailer's, it's a 34-foot long trailer I'm adding, and it's obviously travel trailer, it's, and it's 11 feet tall. I need some height. That the existing garage is only 9-foot doors.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
On the north side.
Yes, sir.
Okay, going towards the pool.
Yes, sir.
You can't extend anything into that area.
I have that. My well is in that area.
Your well is.
Yes,
where?
Sir. My wellhead is probably center of that, between the existing garage and the pool, and then my septic is out front.
Okay. And your septic is out front. What,
yes,
does that, where does that, what does that take up? We don't see anything on there.
You, no, I know they didn't mark feet. It. It's pretty much, I would say, center of the porch and the garage. It's about 30 feet from the front of the house.
So you could move that, redesign that so that you're not encroaching on your side yard setbacks. Because, you know, if you had anything below that, 600 square feet, okay, let's say you detached it,
mm-hmm,
you'd only have to be 5 feet off the line. If it was 600 feet or under. If you put another garage there for what you want to do with it.
In the back of the existing garage?
Yeah, on, mm-hmm, the back of the existing garage. Unattached.
Unattached, no.
So it would just be another standalone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In other words, you would not have to go for this
variance,
as long as you kept it under 600 square feet. And also, the fact is,
so we don't 600 square feet. That would.
And number three, think about that. You're not creating. What you're doing now is you're creating the variance, okay? You're recreating the encroachment.
Yes, sir.
But if you did it this way,
you wouldn't need it.
You wouldn't need it.
I guess it was just, I hadn't thought about that. I was just going to add on to what I already had.
I think you're not going to be able to meet all five of the
standard
criteria for a standard. Okay, so I'm giving you an idea that you may want to think,
yes, sir,
and answer in front of this board.
Okay. I'm just not sure how big I could get away with 600 feet with that size trailer. I mean, the trailer's 34.
600 square feet, that's pretty big.
It's pretty big, okay.
20 by 30.
Yeah.
Well, 30. The trailer's 34 foot, 37 with a tongue, so I have to reduce that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought of it.
You'd have more space than what you're going to have now.
You can make it wider, too.
I mean, you make it wider.
You can make it wider. Two trailers side by side. You can go back towards your pool, too, a little bit, couldn't you?
A little bit there, yeah.
Have you got the distance?
I could just, now, because now would I be able to drive down that side without,
well,
any kind of violation?
Well, sure.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Can drive,
okay,
down that side.
Yeah, you can drive down there.
Sure. All right.
You just move a little over to your pool.
Yeah, I mean, I could put a crush and run driveway down that side.
Yeah.
Just so
I'm trying
it didn't
to give you an alternative, mm-hmm, to,
yes, sir,
why you're not going to be able to meet the five standards, okay?
Yes, sir.
You can make your driveway go down there. You can drive down there. and you have more room than to back it in. You got your 14 footer, then you're 34 foot. Just make it wider, but down longer.
And you only have to be 5 foot from the line, so that grabs, you know, you're grabbing mm-hmm. some.
Okay.
Picking up space.
Yeah.
Now, it'd be 5 foot from the side,
the
or
secret is keep it under 600 square feet. Okay, so you don't.
Would that be five from the back and the side? I can go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hadn't thought of it.
That would be more feasible for you.
Yes, sir.
That's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Workman. Mr. Workman,
what's the distance from your garage to the house?
Would you say?
The distance this way, sir?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you say roughly?
It might take 20 feet, maybe?
20 feet, okay.
Yes, sir.
That would work then.
The other way, I mean, I was looking at that, I mean, you could bring it up that way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The same size of the garage, come up that way with it, but the other way we're talking about it would be probably better for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd have more.
You have more.
So I could basically just come out, put a square in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you
got?
Find something out?
I guess it would just be the cost. I mean, here I've already, you know, I've already had three walls, you know, kind of, or two walls existing, so I just have to look into the cost of that. I'm not sure.
Like I said, you know, you're not going to meet the. Okay.
Well, obviously, I'm trying to do it myself.
Okay. All right.
Try to find an attorney on that.
Would you have enough room if you came forward with it?
I'm not sure. I probably could stake it out just to kind of see.
I mean, you came to the front of your house.
Bring the building
to the front.
To the front.
To the front, and maybe just stagger off this back.
Yep.
Like I said, I mean, I'd probably get my builder to come out there, and we could stake it out just
to see how it looked. And then, obviously we have to come back to the planning and zoning with the plans.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Like you said, I mean, the five standard's hard to meet. And that's pretty close, 2.2.
What would happen? Let me tell you what would happen if you decided to go the route that we have discussed. This case would be denied, okay, the variances that you all want.
Yes, sir.
That's it. And then you can get your permit. For a under 600
square foot.
599.9.
Just under 600.
So just so that. You know, when we.
Yes, sir. No, I understand that. Like I said, I mean, we were just.
What your options are. And I think Mr. Workman and I reminded you that you're not going to meet the
standards for the granting of the variance.
As far as I'm concerned.
What do you tell you?
Do you understand, sir?
Yes.
Answered?
Yes, sir, I understand. Yeah,
okay,
I understand. I'm just trying to
make sure. Then I'm
going to... No, you're good. You're good. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out, you know.
Mr. Hudson, do you have anything else to add?
No question.
Sure. Do you have anything to the board's...
Conflicted out, so I can't...
I'm sorry. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think you're... I'm just here to swear people.
I'm sorry. That's where... You don't escape. You just said that. Okay, any further questions? Mr. Workman, any further questions?
No.
Hearing no further questions, then. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I did have just the neighbors that signed my petition.
All right, you would give that to the secretary, please. All right, thank you.
Well, how much does you got from here to the back, from your garage to the back of your property line, to make sure that you can get that in there?
He didn't mark to see how far back of it. It's 293 from the front to the back. And
yeah.
I'm at, 119, the existing garage. I think that'd be at least 60 feet out of that from the back of my garage.
Yeah, we want to make sure you fit that in there without coming back to us again.
I got 74 feet, roughly.
74?
Okay.
Yeah, just roughly. Yeah, don't want me to it.
Are you talking
just...
into the microphone there? I hope
yeah, sir. Right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, I plugged in roughly 74 feet.
Okay, sir.
I'm just.
So he's 14 better than my guesstimate of 60.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing.
We'll hold him.
No, I'm just guessing too, sir. Good guesstimate. Okay. Then is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Would you please come forward, sir? All those that wish to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time. Again, is there anyone else in opposition? Ma'am, do you wish to speak also? Just you two, okay. Please come up and be sworn in.
Stephen, can you state your name and address for the record?
Peter Decoro, property 30001 Lewis Ridge, North Florida, Delaware.
Can you spell your last name for us?
D-E-K-L-E-R-O-W.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeanette Taylor, 30019 Lewis Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Okay.
Thank you.
Brady, you want to...
Hello, how you doing? My name is Peter Declaro. I'm the neighboring property, which is where he's going to put the building. So he is going to be actually 2 foot off of my property line, which I am definitely opposed of because he is tearing up my trees. The trees are dying. Now, one time he stated he bought the trees with the neighbor. I understand that. But when I come in and bought the property, I bought the trees. It went with the property.
Sir, you're on this side of the line?
Judge, for your answer.
I'm right here.
Okay.
Where he wants to come over, he is encroaching, you know, which is further damage to the trees.
Now, he since have cut some of the trees already, shaved one side of the trees down.
The trees on your property or his property?
They're on my property.
Okay.
So he has since already shaved one side of the trees down already. I have pictures of if you'd like to see it or whatever. This will give you an idea of what the trees look like.
We're going to keep this. We're going to keep this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was one of my main concerns was the trees.
Okay.
Because now if he's putting the building in, he's putting footers in, he's putting concrete in, now you're 2 foot off or in my root system, you're definitely killing the trees. Some damage has already been done to the trees by being cut the way they've been cut instead of altered in the right way, but that's, you know, what can I say? They are hanging over on his property. I understand that.
Okay.
You know, that's, but for him to be this close to me and the trees are my main concern because that takes away my privacy. So now when these trees die, there I am looking at this gigantic building, which is more than a bigger garage. And within consideration, he should have thought before he bought the trailer where he was going to put the trailer instead of buying a trailer and then trying to put it on the lot. I mean, that's up, you know, it's not fair to me. As you know, I tried to be the neighbor, good neighbor. He's backed me into a corner, and I don't want to actually even be here be doing this because I don't like it, you know. You know, because we're neighbors.
Sure.
And I like to continue and get along as neighbors, you know, but he just kind of pushed me into a corner now. And I just cannot do that with that close to the property line. Right. Plus resale value going down later, you know, I'm getting older, somewhere along the line I'm going to sell the property.
Right.
You know, and I'll have concerns about that property being there, you know, that close to the property lines.
All right, sir.
Yeah, because we have birds. We like watching the birds. I got an owl that's coming back. He's been there for the last 3 years, been living in them trees. And if they go, I'm going to lose all that. And it's, you know, not to mention maybe noise. I don't know. It could be a noise because the corner of my house is right there.
Right.
Right, you know, that's my main bedroom right in that corner.
Right.
So.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Ma'am.
My name is Jeanette Taylor. I live two doors down on the other side of Pete. We get some benefit from those trees as well, and this garage encroaching into that tree line and killing off those roots is going to affect us as well.
And what about you?
We are.
Could you show us, please?
We're actually down here.
You're down that far behind that house and stuff?
You know, with our porch here, we do get some privacy still, some peace and quiet from the rest of the neighborhood because of those trees. Mm-hmm. And we just don't want to see the trees destroyed. I mean, building, putting in concrete and footers is just going to decimate the trees even more. And there's already gaps in it where they've been cut back too far
We just don't want to see that. I mean, I know Pete enjoys his privacy as well, but,
right.
you know, we do get some benefit from it as well, and that's really all, you know, all I just don't want to see him encroach onto the property line, invade other people's privacy. If it happens on one property, then somebody else is going to want to do it, and somebody else is going to want to do it, and you just really need to have some boundaries with other people's property. Thank you.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, again, is our last call. Is there anyone else here in opposition that wishes to speak? All right. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, can we ask him one more question again?
I'm sorry?
Can we get him up for another question?
Yes, I'm sorry. You have a room.
So do you have the distance from where your driveway to go back? I mean, the trees are on his property, he said. So what's it from your garage to the...
those trees.
Yeah, to those trees, your property. You know,
right now, I guess it would be 17 feet from the existing garage now.
Is that what trees on your property?
Okay. On there?
Yeah. You still have enough room to have to go back and put your...
I would think that, you know.
Yeah,
I could put a crush and run driveway down there.
Yeah.
You got 17 feet.
Right now, yeah.
From the existing garage to tree line, just roughly 17.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
That answers as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. That answers that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So, again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to entertain a motion.
I'm sorry, sir?
Can I ask a question?
Sir, I'd give you an opportunity.
Oh, well, I was just going to ask that he just come up and fence our house. About the brush run down. How far is he allowed to put the brush run to the trees?
Yeah, sir, you're going to have, I'm going to have one question and come on back up, sir. Come on.
Sir, we just have to have you speak into the microphone.
Yeah, just speaking to the mic.
That's
just
why.
One question. Then for
that's
the
okay.
I mean, that's something new that wasn't in the mix. We were originally talking about a building. Now he's talking crush and run.
He spoke about that earlier, sir.
Yes, but I didn't.
You didn't hear it then? No, because he in his opening testimony.
Well, I'm sitting back there. I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's okay. But no, he did address that question.
Because I'm concerned about that now, too. How far can the crush and run come up to these trees?
All the way up to his property line.
All the way up to his property line.
Okay.
As long as he keeps it under 6 inches, he can do his whole property.
Okay. That's fine. I just wanted to answer
the
question.
No, that's fine, sir. But he did address that. I'm sorry.
You know, I just want to understand the whole thing.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Okay, again.
Need a motion?
Yes, sir. If we're ready
to
vote, we want more time.
Mr. Chairman, no, I'd like to make a motion. I'm ready to vote case number 11,729 to be denied. The applicant hasn't met all the requirements for criteria for a variance, and especially I believe the practical difficulty is created by the applicant. And also, the property can be developed without this variance.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,729. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,729 is denied. Okay.